So Nerdalogs member Chris Geiger is going to close out the stories. I've already talked at length in person about how much I love this story. To me, this is the thesis statement, not just for Nerdalogs, although it is that, but kind of for life. Like, this is Chris's It Gets Better monologue. And it just is this 4.5-minute encapsulation of absolutely everything that I believe about the future and about hope. I mean, that's the most important thing in the world. That's why I love Bruce Springsteen. It's why I love Grant Morrison's Superman stories. It's about hope, man. Also, Chris references what I would say is indisputably the best Star Trek movie, Star Trek First Contact, which, I mean, is already going to put this story, give it a winning bracket in my head. So, yeah, this is my favorite story of all of the stories. This is Chris Geiger with It Gets Better.
So the end of the world is coming, right? You know, although, in my opinion, it's kind of been here for all of us multiple times in our lives, as Sawyer kind of touched on. Sanjay?
Yes.
Right. Sanjay touched on. It's been here multiple times in our lives, whether it was, you know, when you graduated high school or college or lost that job or, you know, got broken up with or broke up with somebody or moved to a new city. You've seen the end of the world, and then you dared to move past it. And despite all of that pain and heartache that we associate with, like, those small end-of-the-world moments, we really want the big one, don't we? We just really want that big one, despite what it implies. Because it kind of offers a little bit of a safe harbor from those smaller decisions. You know, we figure in this new world, all of those decisions will be rendered useless and meaningless, and the only decision that we'll have to make is whether or not to keep living. We figure in this new world, we won't have to worry about our bills or rent or, you know, tough jobs or tough friendships or old flames or material goods. No, 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 no. All we'll have to worry about is keeping our wits about us, trusty dog by our side and a cricket bat in our hand, and our eyes firmly fixed on the open road ahead of us. We really want the big one, and we don't care how we get it, whether it's nuclear fallout, zombies, aliens, it doesn't matter. We just want it to end. And it's all so appealing. I get it. I so get it. But I'm going to be kind of honest. Even though we have an end-of-the-world theme show and an end-of-the-world theme your stories, I fucking hate the end of the world as a trope. I hate it. Because it's a fantasy, which is fine. We're nerds. We love fantasies. But it's a fantasy propagated by fear. It's fear of the unknown, the complicated, the inconvenient. It's kind of like it's the same reason like why like white, old, stodgy congressmen hate gay marriage, for example, you know? It's because it's too unknown and too complicated and too inconvenient for them to understand. So what I like to see in my end-of-the-world stories, I see the silver lining. I enjoy, like, the Dawn of the Dead and stuff like that because of that silver lining of hope, right? That this time in this world we'll have a bit more agency, that we'll have a bit more of a chance to make a better future. Kind of take care of this fucked up world that we already live in. And there's a, speaking of like the gay marriage thing, there's a mantra used by LGBT teens to kind of cope with this increasingly fucked up world we live in. It just says, it gets better. That, you know, and even though that very firmly applies to them, it also applies to other smaller marginalized groups like us, the nerds, right? We've seen so many ends to so many worlds in our lives, whether it was high school or yesterday, it doesn't matter. But we're the type that doesn't give into that fear, right? We boldly go into those strange new worlds. We seek out that new life that understands us and those new places to call home. And, you know, I've moved around a lot in my life. I've lost a home to a hurricane, you know, and I've seen things that I've cared deeply for destroyed by two tornadoes and an earthquake. I've loved and I've lost. And I've lost friends and made new ones, just as I'm sure all of you have. And the binding force in all of that is that mantra that it gets better. That this time, even though the world is ending, it's actually a new, bright beginning to be blinded by. You know, like, we always see the end of the world as the dawn of the dead. But it's probably the end of our world is going to be closer to Star Trek. I mean, you and me, we're not Joe. We're not the hard-jawed leather-clad survivors of that post-apocalypse. We're not the people that do that. We're at best the rebels of that long-forgotten city-state in post-World War III, standing in a field with James Cromwell as we look up into the stars as the Vulcans land for first contact. You know? And we have to believe that our vision, that our future will be brighter as long as we embrace that better ideal, that it gets better, and not give in to that vision of that dusty, orange, hazy horizon of a rubble-filled world. It gets better. Thanks.